This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Testing. How are we doing? Are you feeling well? If not, perhaps you've come to the right place. Well, I've come to the right place. How about we work on your health and well-being as a general pursuit? All of us like to know that we have a doctor we can trust, and here's a man you can. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with a focus on all the research that's being done. Ken prides himself and does such a great job at understanding all these things that are published every week in the journals with things that most people, when they read them, what is this all about? So Ken boils it all down so we can understand. He's a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. You can go down and see him any old time. He's there morning, noon, and night. Just drop in someday and say, hey, Ken, I got this ache and this pain in my heart over here. Okay, what are we going to do to fix it up? All right, so let's talk. As long as we are in this whole area of cardiology as Ken's specialty, let's get with some of the important heart news, because I know you study that with great abandon. Heart attack risk. If you're an e-cigarette user, no matter what your age, Ken, do people need to be listening? Does it make a difference what the age factor is here?
This doesn't matter whether you're 0 or 110. Yes. This is a very important study. This is this comes out of where I trained as a cardiologist in the University of California, San Francisco. Right. Excellent study published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. You're always asking me about the safety of these e-cigarettes, and I think this is important answer regarding that question. So if e-cigarette users vape every day, Doug, the results of this big study is they nearly double the risk of having a heart attack. Also,
why? What's in this stuff that makes you so vulnerable?
This study doesn't get down to that detail. You know, that's for future research. This is just looking at its ultimate effect on people. And it must be something in it, and stay tuned, and they're working on it furiously, I know, but it's not yet been all uncovered. But what's also important is that the dual use of e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes appears to be more dangerous than using either product alone. It increases the odds of a heart attack by 4.6 times. So they compound. It's not 1 in 1 is 2. 1 in 1 is 5. So these things are not a good alternative to stopping cigarettes. And, you know, the advertisement of these things to youngsters is just not a very
good idea. Well, how are they being
idea.
Are they advertising through sources that
in the
would
stores,
normally
you walk into the stores, you see billboards for these things.
Wow. So, and what do you suppose a parent thinks if he or she sees one of their children, first of all, smoking? What
well,
do parents
Well, when these came out initially, there was a thought that this might be a safe alternative or bridge to getting off of cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
But I think what we've learned is they're not. And so initial impressions
die hard. So how did we get sold a bill of goods? Here's this whole business about testing and the FDA. You can't do this and you can't do that without proper testing. So these things were tested. Is this not
Well, these are not prescription drugs, so the FDA really doesn't have a big role in this.
Huh. Well, they get themselves in all kinds of other, they mess around with all kinds of other things. Why don't they mess around in this area, one would wonder?
You'll have to call your senator.
And I get no response, thank you very much, from Pocahontas. No, she's not going to be calling me back. All right, next up, high blood pressure. There is something here that is fishy about the research that suggests that you would have higher blood pressure if you are cooler. I don't get that at all.
Well, let's...
I would think it would be the other way around. All this heat that we're experiencing on the East Coast, like where I am today...
Let me put this in perspective.
We have 104 degrees, the combined heat and the humidity. Wow.
Let me put this in perspective, because this is not discussing outdoor temperature, which you're entirely correct about. This study, published this week in the medical journal Hypertension, Doug, deals with indoor temperature. So what they discovered is that cool indoor temperatures have been tied to high blood pressure, and it appears that in winter, homes should be kept above 70 degrees to help lower blood pressure.
So I keep my bedroom, well, I'm not here that much in the wintertime, but when I am home on the farm, I usually keep things about 64. You're telling me that's bad for me?
That
I always thought sleeping in cool was supposed to be better for you.
Well, the results of this study is that your blood pressure would be even lower, which, and you're blessed with good blood pressure, but your blood pressure for those who are on the borderline, and there are many, or have high blood pressure, you just want to make sure that that house, and again, this is individualized care. Medicine needs to be individualized.
Well,
you don't have a blood pressure issue, Doug, but there are so many people, 80% of Americans eventually have a blood pressure issue. You want to, you're going to do all the things, avoid salt, stress, get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program when the doctor tells you, limit alcohol. And the one other thing you want to think about in the winter is make sure the temperature inside the house is above 70.
I'm not buying this. I'll argue this one.
No, but this is not you. This is for people who have high blood pressure.
But I think people don't sleep well in 70-degree temperature. I don't think it's good for their bodies. From everything I've heard before, the cooler it is, the better it is. You rest better.
All right.
If it's hot in the room, you sweat.
70s for most is not very hot. You know, 74, 75.
What's the temperature of your bedroom?
In which season?
Now.
Now, I'm okay. I keep it at 76, 77 in the
summer.
But
it's air-conditioned air.
Yeah, 77.
Down there. Yeah. In the wintertime, what's the temperature?
73.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
glad I don't sleep with you. All right.
That wouldn't be fun.
For a lot of reasons. I don't believe I just said that. Okay, next. Here we go with another heart focus. This is about the time of year. This is this week and Christmas week and 4th of July week are the most vacationed weeks during the year. Good for your heart, apparently, yeah?
Exactly. There's been a lot of front page news this week about the heart because annually there's a big meeting in Europe called the European Society of Cardiology annual meeting. This week it took place in Munich. So if you've been enjoying a lot of time off this summer, all that vacationing might lengthen your life, according to this report. In men at higher than average risk for heart disease who were counseled about living a healthy heart lifestyle, those who took only 3 weeks or less of vacation time each year, they were 37% more likely to die compared to those who took more than 3 weeks off a year. This is all about the value of stress reduction when you're at risk for heart disease. So again, these were people who were on the front end at moderate to high risk of having a heart attack. They had risk factors, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they were overweight, smokers, a family history, and then they were counseled on getting the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight down. And then those who took a lot more vacation, more than 3 weeks, lived longer than those who took less than 3 weeks. And again, I think this is all about stress reduction and how we're learning how important lowering mental stress is for keeping you on planet Earth the longest.
One of the things that the Europeans are known for is the lack of work.
They love to vacation,
the
yes.
French only work 32 hours a week, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Germans,
in Scandinavia, in some of the Scandinavian countries, it's outlawed to work more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah, right. So, in this circumstance, I mean, I've just started taking vacations. For 30 years, I didn't take a vacation. I didn't think I needed it because there was such variety in what I did in my life, and that's still the case. But this This year will mark the third year I take a week or 10 days off
but
to go
again,
on
you
a retreat.
You personally, Doug, do not fit in this study because these are men who were on the front end at high risk of heart disease.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't have all those risk
I'm
factors.
I'm not there. Right. All right. In a moment.
So get back to work.
Yes. All right. So I want to talk with you in a minute about aspirin. There's more conflicting information on aspirins that I want to get to with you.
And we're going to untangle that conflict.
All right. In a moment. 16 past the hour. Good day. Health Dr. Ken, Dr. Doug. We've both been on the radio for a long time. We have a very interesting relationship with our audience in that people listen to what we talk about and they take note of it. Thus, people ask me to talk about certain products. And the product in focus right now is Power Swabs. The Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips or trays. Ken and I have talked about this product for off and on for years. If you drink a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, not good for you. Well, I guess coffee's all right for you these days. I guess all those are good for you, in a manner of speaking, but not good for your teeth, because they stain your teeth. So if you want to get rid of the stains, best thing to do is to use Power Swabs. And the best way to get the Power Swabs is to call 800-208-1797 and tell them you heard about it from Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, 5 minutes. It's really pretty interesting. You take a tube, they send you five tubes, you snap the tube, you take the swab out, it's a Q-tip, it has this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, put it on, removes the stains, and starts your teeth looking better. In 5-6 minutes, you'll look a whole lot better, and you'll feel different. You can look at your smile and say, wow, that's good, that's nice, I'm not ashamed for people to see my teeth anymore. So you want to work on cleaning up safely your teeth in 5 minutes, get rid of the stains with Power Swabs. Power Swabs works also on natural teeth, caps, veneers, that sort of thing. So try it by calling 800-208-1797. I do that slowly because people say I talk too quickly and they don't get the number. 800-208-1797 for cleaner teeth with Power Swabs.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more. For your family and for your home. And the best savings. With incredible sales, Kohl's Cash, and Yes to You Rewards, Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to kohls.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJ V Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get back to our Good Day Health Overview. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through all of the research that Ken has done this past week to help him in his practice and also to help you understand what's going on. He's a cardiologist, so a lot of specialty focus on hearts and heart disease and stuff. So I'm really bewildered by this. Some study out this week suggests that aspirins don't reduce the risk of a first heart attack. What the hell? We've been told for years, decades, take an aspirin, because it'll help you not only after, but before. So why now the change?
Okay, well, there's no change. This is a little confusing. Again, grabbing headlines, reading the newspaper can be confusing. So let me untangle this. There's what we call in cardiology primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Not to get too deep into the weeds, but you have to break it down whether we're trying to prevent the first heart attack and stroke or the second or more heart attack and stroke. And we know without any doubt, if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, that taking just a low dose, a baby 81 milligram single dose of aspirin per day prevents the second heart attack or stroke. That's where there's no controversy. But where there has been controversy is whether it's helpful to take daily aspirin to prevent the first episode, the first stroke, the first heart attack.
Yeah.
And that's what this particular report in Munich, Germany, the European Society of Cardiology this week reported on primary prevention, preventing the first. But things have changed since decades ago when we first started talking about this, because now so many people, even though you don't particularly a fan of them, Doug, are on statins. So many people who have yet to have their first heart attack or stroke are on statin drugs, and statin drugs are remarkably effective at preventing the first heart attack or stroke. And I think the reason why they didn't see a lot of benefit in this study was because so many of the patients are already on statins. And that's why results change, because you're dealing with people, people change, and what we do for them changes. And the other important thing is you have to look at individuals. You have to deal with this not in the whole population, because in the whole population, the risk of the baby aspirin, and there is some of bleeding in the stomach or intestines, outweighed the benefit of primary prevention. But that's looking at the whole population.
medicine is personal. It deals with one doctor and one patient. So you have to individualize this. So you have to look at each person. So someone like you, who doesn't have a lot of risk factors for heart disease, you know, we might not use that aspirin to prevent the first one, although you're not on a statin, so that has to be figured in also. But the person who has a ton of risk factors, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a lot of stress, they're obese, they're smokers, family history, they're high cholesterol, and they haven't had a heart attack, and they may even, you know, they may even have some coronary disease or maybe not, but nevertheless, they have all these risk factors, and that's what's important. I may want to put that person on a single baby aspirin a day and very carefully watch their GI tract, because that's the person who will get some benefit. So you have to interpret this report. It's a population study looking at all different risk factor profiles, and you can't use it to individualize and make a generalized comment. You have to individualize the care for each patient.
All right. Well, but I think sometimes when people see this sort of thing, they are misled.
Oh, yeah. Reading the front page of the newspaper and taking that to use for your own care, or going to Dr. Google, can be, you can kill yourself.
Dr. Google. That's not like listening to Dr. Doug. Google doesn't have a license either, though, by the way. But they have lots of, they have a lot of info.
But don't pull your own teeth. This is complicated stuff.
Alcohol consumption is our next focus when we continue with Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces yesterday that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving that post this fall. This morning, the president tweets that it's not true that Ivanka Trump, his daughter and advisor, and her husband Jared Kushner had been urging that McGahn be fired. The president tweets, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner had nothing to do with the so-called pushing out of Don McGahn. The fake news media has it purposely so wrong. Yesterday, the president said of McGahn... Yesterday, he had said of McGahn,
Don McGahn's a really good guy. Been with me for a long time. Privately before this, he represented me. He's been here now. It'll be almost 2 years. And a lot of affection for Don.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give the eulogy at a church service in Phoenix, Arizona for the late John McCain this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's time for us to doctor up ourselves again, continuing in that vein with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Should you ever have the need, if you ever have an itch that needs to be scratched, you know what I mean, informationally, diagnostically, whatever, call Dr. Ken, call his office, 352-735-1400, okay? That's the number for Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's got a staff, a large staff of people who are dedicated to, I don't think, as a matter of fact, don't think about it. You don't have any men on your staff. They're all women, right? You're the only guy in the joint.
At the moment, there have been, but at the
have
moment,
there? I don't remember, Steve. Oh, I remember you had a physician's assistant a few years
we've
ago.
We've had a number of, we've had some technicians.
But women are better at dealing with this stuff. I don't mean to sound sexist, but I think they're better at the kind of tasks that you have them doing than men in general. It's more, they're sweeter, kinder, nicer. I'm sure that's a sexist remark from the...
I'm not going to go near that one.
All right, Dr. Ken, go near him. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay, So alcohol consumption, and this is like the aspirin conversation we had a few minutes ago. It's up, down, sideways. Some days it's good to drink, have a glass of wine. Some days it's not, apparently, and it depends. So we're back to that individual. That's why some of these carte blanche statements, if you look at the headline, oh, maybe I better not take any aspirin anymore. Oh, nope, can't drink any alcohol anymore. All right, so what's that story?
Hey, we're making progress. That's exactly right, Doug. I'm impressed. And this is more...
I do listen.
Exactly. This is more front page newspaper headlines that can make you go crazy. If you don't get into some of the details. And this was published this week in the very respected Lancet Medical Journal. With moderate alcohol consumption, there appears to be decreased heart disease, but increased rates of cancer. That's the headline from this study, and they seem to offset, and the net result is that there's no benefit and maybe a little extra death from drinking alcohol. But this new Lancet study includes a meta-analysis of many other studies, rolling them into one, looking at all kinds of health conditions and all kinds of populations in 195 countries consuming all kinds of alcohol at various rates. So that makes this very complex data to interpret. The study found that one drink a day can be protective against diabetes and ischemic heart disease, but it also is associated with a higher rate of tuberculosis. But to put all this in perspective, let's do that. Even taken at the global scale, the harm associated with a single daily serving of alcohol was tiny, almost zero, so not everyone needs to worry. And I think only if you're going to drink occasionally, I think it's okay. The only person that really needs to worry is the person who has a high risk of cancer. You know, there's a cancer gene in their family. There's a lot of cancer because the alcohol at any level does a little bit increase the risk of cancer, but at a little level, it does lower the risk of heart disease. And you have to know for you, individualized, which is going to be more important.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, a lot of conflicts. Know your body, know yourself, know your own health. And you got to answer, you're the person who knows, you're the person who benefits. Don't be waiting for Ken to, you know, it's not up to him. It's up to him to figure out how something may be going on in your body and what to do about it, but it's not up to him to...
The takeaway when you read this headline is that, yeah, you don't have to absolutely stop drinking immediately. That you can occasionally, you know, in moderation, enjoy alcoholic beverage, but just do it not excessively.
All right. So there's that story. Nothing to excess. Let's talk about what happens. This coronary coronary, what is the CTA? Coronary, I forget what the CTA stands for. That's what it's the machine, right?
Oh, this is the CTA, the CT angiography of the heart. This was actually a non-invasive procedure that we pioneered at our practice back in 2004 after Johns Hopkins validated this as an effective, non-invasive way to image the circulation to the heart. And it has taken a bit of a while to get overwhelming acceptance of this procedure, but I think only Dr. Rip Van Winkle now has a problem with this procedure. And really the news this week at the European Society of Cardiology was incredible validation of this procedure, because for a long time...
That you started.
Well, I don't want to take too much credit.
Why? You did it. Why? Take credit.
Well,
you did it. You started it.
Yes, it's nice to know when you were on the right track early on, and we clearly were. And this European Society of Cardiology large report this week finally gave the last bit of evidence that people need to finally be convinced of anything, and that's outlook, that you're actually lowering the risk of death and more what we call morbidity, future illness. And this study looked at outlook, prognosis, that actually using the CT angiography, the non-invasive way to image the coronaries, does in fact impact the future and lower the risk of future events and future illness, and it's just a really good procedure in the right person.
Well, when I was reading, or maybe reading between the lines or overinterpreting, this use of this process in this specific instance reduces the congenital heart disease problems that a youngster might have. Is this something that could be when you got a hole in your heart? Can you detect that using this process when the baby's in the womb, or you got to wait till the baby's born?
Well, let me make one other comment about what I was saying and then go on to it. There's a big debate about which should be the first procedure that should be used to diagnose coronary disease. And this European Society of Cardiology report came down highly in favor of going not to stress testing, but to going to CT angiography first in the patient with stable symptoms suggestive of coronary disease. And that's going to be, that's an amazing statement. And the insurers are going to have to catch up to this, because most insurers approve this procedure, but only after a stress test. But that's it for another story. You're asking now about the use of this in congenital heart disease. The big use of CT angiography of the heart is in diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease. These are the kids who, incredibly sadly, on the athletic field, suddenly drop dead, and it's usually due to either an overly thickened heart muscle, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or due to a congenital coronary artery disease where the circulation is just put together during development, during embryology, incorrectly, and the vessels, the bigger vessels of the heart, crimp these circulation tubes, bringing the blood to the heart. And this is hard to diagnose, and the CT angiography is especially effective for diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease.
All right, so good to know. Should you be tested for this if that's a problem in your family and you're worried about it being a problem with your offspring? If you have some problem with this historically in your family, should you be automatically doing this?
Well, there's few automatics, and this has to be, again, assessed on a case-by-case basis. Clearly, if there's a family history of this, you have to start thinking and talking to the immediate relatives of that individual, the children of that individual, and make a decision on an individual basis. But youngsters who are having symptoms suggestive of inadequate blood flow to the heart, especially if they want to think about participating in sports, those are definitely people that we have to think about whether we should look at. But this really has to be done on a case-by-case basis because it does involve exposure to some radiation and contrast. So you have to really think this through, the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it for each individual.
All right, coming up, a discussion of some of the problems, sexual diseases that are cropping up around our country. We'll deal with that in a matter of moments. Dr. Ken is here. I'm Doug Steffen to tell you about Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 krill oil for your joints. The Bursa is supposed to lubricate all your joints, your hips, your ankles, your knees, your arms, your elbows, whatever. And sometimes as you get older, you run out. Need to supplement. That's where krill oil comes in. Really great for zoning in on your joint comfort. Cardiovascular needs addressed by having the omega-3s that are the mainstay of omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Then the CoQ10 gives you energy. All these things together, fabulous on their own. Imagine the wallop, the really good help you're going to get out of having them all at once. That's the form. Fish oil, krill oil, CoQ10 together in krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. You get a free bottle now to test it out by calling Purity at 800-355-1493. Very good for your IQ, too, having this stuff. It's good for your brain. It really is. 800-355-1493, as if you didn't believe me. I say it really is. It really is. And these people think that you're going to find that out. That's why they're offering you a free bottle of something that otherwise, I think, costs $40-$50. 800-355-1493. Call now to claim your free bottle of Omega. The omega-3s that are in omega 50 plus with CoQ10, thanks to Purity Products, at 800-355-1493. It's free. Call now and get it. Pay a little shipping. That's the whole deal. So why not make your brain and everything else in your body work better? Krill, Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I can say it 100 times. Order it now. Experience it for yourself at 800-355-1493. It's free.
Can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, one of the things that you might keep in mind if you don't get to all the information that we pass along every time we're together on the air live is the podcast of Good Day Health. The best way to stop smoking is the feature right now. If you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, gooddayhealthshow.com, you can listen to the podcast. They're all archived. Dr. Ken presents a new way. If you're understanding what goes on in your marriage and it's hostile, you should find out what goes on to your in your heart and your system. Also, there's news about bacteria in your mouth in this podcast and what it may do to your lungs. Do you know about phantom odor perception? There are new brain stimulation devices that can help with OCD and depression. That's all part of the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Benefits of breastfeeding, reducing your risk of stroke after menopause. A lot of bad news about e-cigarettes. We seem to have something there every week. So check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com, the weekly podcast from Dr. Ken. So the rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia climbing in the U.S. They've been climbing in the last 4 or 5 years. 2.5 million cases of these sexually transmitted diseases diagnosed last year. This is done all through sexual contact, right? You'd have thought people would be smart enough to avoid this. The problem is getting worse, though. Why, do you think?
I think people are doing less protective sex. I think that people are just using less condoms.
So it's pretty simple, right? I mean, use the... So and women protecting themselves with oils and creams and that sort of thing doesn't do it.
And I think also that there's just being less diagnosis, either people not going to the doctors and regularly getting checked, or whether the doctor's not being aggressive enough to checking.
Why would that be, though? Why are they not under the circumstances?
Cost.
The cost of the patient?
Yeah, right, and then time for the doctor.
Uh-huh. So, all right, well, protection seems to be the rule under the law, the common sense law, if you will, common sense. Is what prevails here.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 53 past the hour, our focus on your health and well-being in a good way. Dr. Ken Kronos continues to serve us in that role, brought to us by Life Change Tea. So a lot of people are talking. Ken, by the way, a noted cardiologist serving you and others through his clinic in Florida. So the reason that Senator McCain is not with us this week, as he was last week, is complex. Would you explain, please, what happened, whether this was a result of his exposure to the sun or maybe some of the other things he was exposed to while he was in prison in Vietnam, or is it something else? What is this? I can't even pronounce it. What's it called?
Glioblastoma.
All right. So what's the story?
Glioblastoma, Doug, this is an aggressive type of cancer that can occur in the brain or spinal cord. Glioblastoma, it forms in cells that are called astrocytes that support nerve cells. And that's why it's so hard to treat, because it just meshes in with the rest of the real brain cells. And it's hard to just tweeze it out and selectively get rid of it, because it winds itself into these supportive cells, astrocytes, in the brain.
Very invasive, then.
Exactly. And very difficult to selectively get out without destroying the healthy brain cells. Glioblastomas, they can occur at any age, but tend to occur more often in older adults. It can cause worsening headaches, nausea, vomiting, and seizures. Glioblastoma can be very difficult to treat, and a cure is often not possible. Treatments, they may slow progression of the cancer and reduce signs and symptoms. The usual treatments are surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy, the usual therapies for cancer. Immunotherapy is only experimental and not yet ready for prime time, but hopefully that's the future. Senator McCain, his course, was diagnosed with the disease in July of 2017 and succumbed to it 13 months later. The usual course is about 12 months. He got an extra month. The same type of cancer had previously taken the lives of Beau Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, in 2015, and Senator Edward Kennedy in 2009. Fortunately, this is not a terribly common disease. More than 12,000 new cases of the disease are diagnosed each year in America. It is a little surprising that so many senators are getting this, and I think if one more does, you're going to have an enormous...
You start wondering about the building that they're in down there.
Something. Yeah. But we're wondering about how to prevent this. We really don't know the risk factors for this. We really don't know how to prevent this horrible disease. More research is needed. And, you know, is there radiation exposure where they all are? Is there something? It certainly raises some concern.
Mm. So, in terms of whether some of the new therapy is usable, he would probably be, because of his notoriety, somebody who would get the best treatment.
Absolutely. And that points out, exactly, he got the cutting edge, best treatment Mayo Clinic could possibly offer, and he got only an extra month.
Yeah. I had a friend who died recently of a very insidious, invasive form of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it really, or non-Hodgkin's, which is the more serious? I never can remember. It's non-Hodgkin's, I think, isn't it? That's
yes,
the more serious.
Exactly.
And he was on, because of his position in the state, he had access to treatment that only five or six other people were getting. And the good part was that it killed the cancer cells, but the bad part was they didn't know it because it hadn't been really tested enough. It killed the brain cells, and that's what killed him. His brain got eaten away, and he became,
You can't worry about this. Fortunately, 12,000 in how many millions of Americans there are. So this is very rare. And just live a healthy life and live a healthy lifestyle, and we'll talk more.
All right. Your body's defense, your primary defense to keep yourself healthy is in your gut. If you're not taking care of your gut, then you're asking for it, more or less, because the food is so different today. It's not processed, or it used to be not processed, but now it is. Food used to be free of pesticides. Now it's not. Food used to be nourishing. Now it's not. So with all of these things that are getting literally stuck in your system, and if you're spending too much time in the bathroom trying to clean things out, in the Oompa-Pa department, perhaps it's time for you to change over to Life Change Tea. Get on the bandwagon. Clean out your colon. Clean out your gut. Clean out your stomach. Go to GetTheTea.com and order this fabulous way to cleanse your body. Get rid of the intruders. Constipation, if you have digestional issues. Life Change Tea is all natural, all organic. All the teas are grown in America. So put it all together and do yourself a favor. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't get it anywhere else. Clean out your liver, your kidneys. Everybody benefits on Get the Tea. GetTheTea.com. No fillers. Use the...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.